All right, now we're going to keep moving through our program. Our program today is the Panama City Beach Sports Park. It's amazing to watch the growth there and the tens of thousands of people that are attracted by our sports park, the heads in beds, the restaurants benefiting. And so here today to tell us more about the plan and how it continues to grow is the general manager, J.D. Wood. J.D.?
Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity again to talk about the sports complex, everything we've done so far, the decade process of planning the complex that we're just fortunate to be on the end of and start opening up for everyone. I do want to take a quick second, though, to reciprocate what everybody's been saying about how great the chamber is and kind of a little story tidbit. So 16 months ago, when I was interviewing for the position to be the general manager of the sports complex, one of my first calls was to Carol, because I knew how important the chamber was from my previous destination. So I called her and asked her information about the community, any insights you could give, you know, outside of the very first question being like, that's a big job. Are you sure you want that? It definitely was a great information tool. It showed me the camaraderie of the community and really excited me about the potential to be a part of that. And so I can't say enough, but I'd like to give a round of applause again for the chamber, Bay County Chamber. So Panama City Beach Sports Complex, we are super excited to be here. We've been hosting events since July 8th, and it's been every day is a new day, as we all know in the community. It's the new normal, as we all have been saying, and so very excited to be a part of the complex and a part of the transition of getting everything where it needs to be. I do want to also take the time to recognize a few groups. And first off, every day I get to work with these amazing people, and I would like to recognize the sports facility management team here locally and corporately that is here today. Also, again, this being a decade process, it could not be done without the foresight of Visit Panama City Beach. Also, a lot of people think about, you know, after the hurricane, how important construction has been. And so if there's representatives from the county commissioners, from the TDC board, and the GAC, Phoenix Construction, and everybody, C. Lawrence, everyone that's had a part in this, we would not be where we're at today about currently being already hosting events and for the grand opening. So thank you all again. Give me a round of applause for everybody that's had a part in it. I always try to go into every conversation hoping that everyone knows everything they need to know about the sports complex, but I understand that that is not always the case. So a little bit about what we have and who we are at the complex. So we have 13 full-size rectangle fields, 9 of which are synthetic. So the importance of that is that it has 13 soccer fields, 13 lacrosse fields, 13 football fields, 26 flag football fields. So it gives us the flexibility to host new sporting events that have never been here before or has been on a smaller scale. So we're very excited to open that new marketplace, but also because of the synthetic and the time of year of those rectangle sports, we're able to really host September to May events, so really looking at making a year-round sports destination to continue on the work that the Visit Panama City Beach team has done in sports so far to date. The configuration of the fields make it where not only are we doing 13 fields for rectangle, but we can do 10 baseball, 10 softball fields. And so it gives us the flexibility to continue to add onto the existing baseball and softball inventory to the community. And additionally, just gives us some space to do even larger events. So really excited about that. If you include the technology part, again, innovation, continuing to separate Bay County and our facilities from everyone else that we're competing with the Z-Cap cooling technology and turf. You know, a lot of people are asking me, does the Z-Cap technology actually work? And I will tell you, I have never seen in between soccer matches the referee stay laying on the turf and not getting off of it. That's all I need to see. I don't even have to have a temperature gauge to tell you that it's working. But I'm very excited about that. LED lights on all 13 fields. Again, that's something that's cutting edge. Not only 13 fields with LED lights, we're talking 50-foot candle where basically we can host NCAA regulations events on all 13 fields. So it's a differentiating factor in the growing market of sports tourism that we're really excited to be a part. On-site concession stands, 3 of them, over 1,000 parking spots. I'm hoping that that's not going to be enough. I'm hoping that we have a conversation that the events are so big that we need more parking. I'm excited about that. Premier tournament buildings. You have no idea. You know, a lot of us are seeing stories about sports, how umpires and referees are starting to leave the event industry and not being a part of it. So it's getting harder and harder when we host events to be able to have that part of to be successful. Well, we have a referee lounge. We have operation spaces for them to get out of the heat when they need to. It really is trying to be that differentiating factor to showing not only are we welcoming to our guests as a community, but also to the operators of the events, of the umpires and referees that have to be here to be able to make these events happen. So really thinking through this whole process, and as a testament to Visit Panama City Beach, the TDC board, and the county commissioners, to really show that they were thought through everything over this decade-long planning process. So as you see, we've already been hosting events, and we're very excited. Even we're on July 8th, we were pouring concrete at 4 a.m. to host events at 9 a.m., and it was a great experience. So we're seeing, even already, we're having a lot of interest in events, hosting events that have been here. You know, we would not have pushed it next to the help of GAC and others. We would have not been able to, as a community, host some of these events that, well, you know, the hurricane devastated some of the other facilities that were that they usually were at. And so the opportunities to host USFA World Series, Grand Slam, WSL, you know, some staples of this community and the sport tourism events that are coming, we're very glad to be a part of that. Already have hosted other events to the community, U.S. soccer, youth soccer, looking at doing a lot of with our partners in soccer with Bay United, and really excited about the future. As y'all probably have seen from the reports and all the other items, there is a lot of events that are interested in coming to this community to a point where we're being able to work with some of cutting-edge members. And so we're excited about where that goes. We're looking at, with the lights on all 13 fields, it gives us the flexibility to do even more sporting events at the same time. And so it gives us a lot of opportunity that we're very excited about. I know earlier I mentioned the team that is here, but I want to be able to individually recognize some of them as well, because we could not be here. The best way I can explain it, guys, is the very first event when we opened, we didn't have air conditioning yet. We were operating on the stoop of the concession stands, and we worked 21 days for 14-hour days straight to make sure that the event was a success, and that cannot be done without the full-time staff that we have and the part-time staff that we have. And I will tell you that we are few, but we are mighty, and we continue to push and try to be great representations of SFM, Visit Panama City Beach, and this community as a whole. We've talked about the beginning, where we've come from. We've talked about where we are currently, and I want to talk about the future. So I always want to hit this at home, and, you know, this is a tourism facility. It was built with hotel tax dollars from our representation in the community, from hotels, from our TDC board, from our Convention and Visitors Bureau. But I always want to hit this home, and I always try to keep this in mind, especially after the wake of the hurricane. Those events, are we always going to book tons of events, and they were going to be what we have to be, you know, hang our hat on. But I want everyone to know that we are always looking for, when the events aren't going on and when we have Monday through Thursday, there is room and desire for our community to be a part of what we're doing. And to me, I can't say it enough. So always, people always are like, well, it's built with hotel tax dollars. It's got to be tourism first. And that is true. I'm not going to lie about that. But the thing that I look at is, this is now a community asset that was not available beforehand, that the taxpayers' dollars did not have to take care of, did not have to pay for. This is an asset Monday through Thursday that our community can benefit from and be a part of. So we want to continue to invite everybody out. So I can't hit that home enough. From the team building activities to the school districts to local clubs, please come out, and we're very interested in working with you guys. Hotel and restaurants and retail, again, looking at pushing visitors from September to May. That is our focus. That is bringing in people that have never been here, that will stay here longer, and they'll come in time frames of need in this community. And we look forward to partnering with everyone and anybody that wants to push that the thought process of getting more visitors to this community. 2020 schedule, I am happy to say that the phone is still ringing off the hook, and we have a lot of events interest in coming to the community, not only because of the complex, but because of the level of customer service this destination is known for in the out in the United States and internationally as well. So very excited, looking at a lot of good partners from U.S. soccer to USA field hockey, a lot of opportunities to bring in new events, and we just look forward to sharing that experience with everyone. Thank you all again.
JD, thank you so much. What a wonderful facility, and thank you for your leadership and your team. Your dream can only be as big as your team. So thank you so much for that, and it's exciting to see great facilities, great beaches, but more importantly, we're a friendly place. And there are a lot of people that can, you know, build nice facilities, but if people aren't friendly, so our community makes a huge difference.